Blog Talk Radio.
Mighty Grill, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. You're now once again tuned into Are You a Liability? It's personal. Are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, tonight, I'm so excited to have a special guest on tonight, one of the awesome members of my church, Sister Catrice Jones is my special guest on tonight. She will be sharing with us on tonight a testimony. She's going to share with us on tonight a Sunday school lesson. So I pray and hope that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along as she get ready to share God's word with us on tonight. God's word said, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And for that reason, we don't want anyone to take it lightly or ever think that we're making up things as we go. That's why it's important that you have your own Bible so you can follow along. We are getting ready to go into prayer. I'm asking all listeners, as we always do, please touch and agree as we go to God's throne of grace and prayer, because we know that he's an awesome God. He's everywhere at the same time. We don't have to send him anywhere. He's already wherever we need him to be. So I'm asking all listeners, continue to lift up the sick and afflicted, whether you know them or not, all over the land and all those that are bereaved on tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we, your children, and we are coming together once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who and all that you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy of our praise. No matter what is going on in the world, no matter what it looks like or how we feel, we know that you are worthy. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. You still sit high and you look low. We give you the glory in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. starting with myself, my entire family, my guest on tonight, Sister Catrice Jones and her entire family, and every saved believer and every faithful doer of your word all over the land. We ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. We come now, touching and agreeing, and asking that you will move by your spirit, touch, heal, and strengthen all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We know that you know each situation. You know where they are. We know that you have all power in your hands. You are the healer. So we ask that you will move by your spirit, continue to touch, heal, and strengthen your people as only you can in the name of Jesus. We continue to lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We lift up the families of Mother Louise Patterson, the wife of the late Bishop G.E. Patterson, and that family and that church family. We lift them up to you in the name of Jesus. And not only that family, but all those that are bereaved on tonight, we lift them up to you now, asking that you are moved by your spirit. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence, even during the hour of bereavement. Help them to remember to look up to the hills from which cometh their help. And we pray that you would let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence, even as they grieve and go through the hour of bereavement. On tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy that you extend to us, even though we know we don't deserve it. We thank you for your Son, Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. And it's through him that we live, we move, and we have our being through you and him and through your Holy Spirit, because you're triumph being. You're three in one. So it's in you that we live, we move, and we have our being. And this, for this, we are grateful on tonight. So now, Lord, we pray that your word will go forth through my guest on tonight as she shared with us a Sunday school lesson on tonight. Should there be any listeners that's not saved in Jesus' name, it's our prayer, hope, and desire that they will hear your word and receive this word on tonight. And after that, Heavenly Father, they will be able to open their own mouth, confess their sins and transgressions, and ask what must they do to be saved in Jesus' name. And they will be saved even on tonight. And once they're saved, they will come to know. You will reveal to them and show them what their God purpose is, that you will get the glory through their lives as well in the name of Jesus. We continue to pray for all those that faithfully tuned in to this worldwide ministry platform, whether they dial in by phone or they listen in through social media platforms around the world. Even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars all over the United States are now able to hear this worldwide ministry platform. So for this, we are grateful in the name of Jesus. We thank you for touching and healing our sister, Tara Doss, on tonight. Her surgery came through well, so we just thank you for that. We give you glory, honor, and praise for her on tonight. And we bless your name for every listener. Continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we always have a spiritual food for thought. And it comes to us saying on tonight, those people who tried to bury you apparently did not know you were a seed. Now, that's powerful, so I'm going to say that again. The spiritual food for thought for tonight, those people who tried to bury you apparently did not know you were a seed. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note, I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. Before we bring forth Sister Catrice Jones, who's going to share with us a testimony first, I'd like to give a shout out to our pastor, none other than Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and our church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is also located in Harper Woods, Michigan. We want to give a shout out to them as well. So I'm going to go to my special guest on tonight. Again, this is none other than Sister Catrice Jones. Sister Catrice Jones, I know that you could have been doing a lot of other things on tonight, but I thank you that you have taken the time out of your busy schedule to come on this worldwide platform, first and foremost, to deliver God's word through a Sunday school lesson. But first, before you do that, I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, if you would please share with me and the worldwide listeners a testimony first, please.
Amen. It is a pleasure to be here with you tonight. I am the honor to be here. I don't take it lightly when having the opportunity to share in God's word. I am tickle pink just to be able to talk about Jesus on any level, and it just does my heart good just to be able to share in God's word and fellowship. It's so many testimonies that I can give on my life because God has just been so good to me. God has blessed me. I just turned 47 yesterday, and God has blessed me in these 47 years with an amazing life. I cannot complain about anything. But one thing, we are born to a test, to be a testimony, not just encourage ourselves and just show how good God is, but also be a testimony to someone else. And the testimony that I am sharing with you tonight and the listeners has also to do with the lesson that we're going to go into. As you know, Brother Brown, I have a son that's 5 years old, the apple of my eye. Yes, he is. It's wonderful. But when I found out I was pregnant with Elias, I was not the typical mother to be with the full of joy and, oh, I'm about to have a wonderful child. And, oh, no, I was not. When I found out I was pregnant, I did the first pregnancy test. It was positive. I cried like a baby. I cried and cried. You would have thought someone did something seriously to me because I cried and cried and cried. I felt like, oh, my God, here go the Sunday school teacher up here pregnant. No husband, but pregnant. I was like, oh, God, the church is going to hang me. But, gee, I cried. I cried. I cried when I went to the doctor and confirmed it and everything and all that process. I cried. I cried. My mother, like, I'm tired of you crying. When I got to the church and, you make the church aware of what's going on and everything and stuff because you've got so many auxiliaries and traditionally in the church, you know, you sit down while you're pregnant and everything where you're not married. And I tell you, the guilt that I just felt, I just felt like I'm just a wretch undone. I could not handle it. I just felt like, oh, God don't love me. I'm not worthy. I'm just going through a phase. I just went through something. But the mothers and the ones I call my church mother, Mother Hernem, and our church mothers, Mother McGee, Mother Wright, just loved on me so. Oh, they just loved on me so and just loved me back into the arms of God. And I was able to accept his forgiveness and forgiveness of myself.
Yes.
And to know that that feeling of not feeling I was not worthy was just a trick of the enemy. And I was just able to just move on into enjoying motherhood and just recognize my son was a blessing. He was my miracle out of my mess.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you so much for that power testimony. I'm sure that there may be a lot of mothers or women that may be pregnant at this moment that are listening to this worldwide ministry platform. That's what I love about it. This ministry is a worldwide platform. So I'm sure you may have touched on something that have been a blessing to a lot of mothers on tonight. And that's why we always ask all first-time guests to share a testimony. Because God said he would show his glory with no one. And just like what God did through you with your son, he's the same God. He has no respect to our persons. And someone needs to know that just like he accepted you and your forgiveness, he's the same God. He's going to do the same thing for them. So we thank you for sharing that powerful testimony on tonight. We get ready to go unto. Amen. Give God the glory. We're going to go to our short music break real quick, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Sister Catrice Jones, who's going to share with us a Sunday school lesson on tonight. So I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along. And after she has concluded with tonight's Sunday school lesson, as usual, we'll be going to open up the phone lines for those of you that have dialed in, if you want to give her words of encouragement, or if you may have a question for her pertaining to tonight's message or lesson. you would have an opportunity to do so after she has concluded with tonight's Sunday school lesson. So in the meantime, we're going to go to our music break. We're going to do a short version of it on tonight so we can get into this Sunday school lesson. I'm excited about what God is going to say through her through this Sunday school lesson that I'm sure is going to be a blessing to all of us. Enjoy the music break. I give you praise. God is worthy of our praise. No matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, we got to remember and know that he is still in control and he has the final say over each and every last one of us. Before I bring forth Sister Catrice Jones, who's getting ready to share with us a Sunday school lesson, I want to remind the listeners, if you did not see it on Facebook, I shared it, that myself and one of the other members from Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, my brother in Christ, Rob Mitchell, we will be both on doing a live interview on Channel 20, if you are in Detroit, Michigan, on Channel 20 in the morning, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock a.m. If you have the YouTube platform, you can go to the YouTube platform and put it up on YouTube as well. And it's going to be on other social media platforms tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock p.m. Again, for those of you that are in the Michigan area and you want to listen, see this live interview of myself and then the interview my brother in Christ, Bob Mitchell, following my interview, they're both going to be aired right behind each other on tomorrow morning starting at 8 o'clock a.m. once again on Channel 20 and then also on YouTube if you want to tune in and hear what God said through us through our interview. So right now we are excited to receive none other than my sister in Christ, Catrice Jones, who's getting ready to share with us a Sunday school lesson. I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready. And remember, once you finish with tonight's lesson, stay tuned because I will open up the phone line. I now yield the mic to you, Sister Catrice Jones.
Thank you, my brother. Like I said, our lesson, I touched on it in my testimony, how I felt when I found out that I was pregnant with my son, the guilt, the condemnation that I felt. I felt like I was not worthy, that I was not my God was not pleased with me. This was like a child standing before his father, and you felt like, oh, you're just so angry with me. I felt like God had just turned away from me, and that is just a trick of the enemy. He wants us to feel like we're not worthy, that we're not deserving of God's love, and that is just not so. And we're going to look at some scriptures about there is no condemnation in God, meaning the fact that there is no sentence. God is not hanging our sin over our head. In Romans, it says that we have all sinned and fallen short to the glory of God. So God knew that we were going to fall short, and he came up with a plan to forgive us of our sins and for us to continue on. We have grace. We have mercy for us to continue on into this walk. Satan would like us to get caught up in that feeling of condemnation and let you feel that you're not worthy and that you're not worthy of God's love. That's his trick, for you could turn your back on God. He know you're not going to say God doesn't exist, but if he could get you to feel so low and that fit make you feel like you're not worthy and try to make you feel like you could turn your back on, then he believed that I got them. Oh, I got them where I want them. Amen. So Romans and 1 said, there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walketh not after the flesh, but after the spirit. We know as believers that we're striving to live a life that is holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And sometimes we do fall. And every day we get up, we're striving to be more like him. And we try to put our best foot forward and put this flesh aside and walk according to his spirit for us. But sometimes you get caught up, we're only human. But we got to remember that there is no condemnation in God. There's no condemnation. There's no thing that he's hanging on your head. We're not sitting in some type of spiritual jail waiting to get out. Amen?
Amen.
1 John 3:20, for if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. I like one version that says our conscience. God has the ability to help us override the negative things that we might feel in our subconscious, the intrusive thoughts that Satan might bring in our mind. Oh, see what you did, so-called Sunday school teacher. Oh, church members, y'all so-called people that go to church, y'all ain't no better than the people of the world. Mm-mm, baby, that ain't how it rolls. God knew that we was going to fall. That's why he died for us. If we was going to get it right, what was the point of God dying for our sins? He knew we was going to fall short. He knew we was going to need a Savior. He knew we was going to need his grace. So he stepped in and died for our sins. And he said, I know you're going to fall short, and I'm going to let you know. Guess what? I got grace for you to clean you up, to set you back up, to restore you, to give you another chance for you can get it right. There's no condemnation. And those intrusive thoughts that Satan tried to bring against you, guess what? I'm greater than that. I'm greater than any thought that he might bring into your mind. I'm greater than that. That battle that you have going on in your mind, I'm greater than that. I'm bigger than that. I got you, my sister. I got you, my son. I got you, my daughter. I got you. I'm bigger than that. We don't have to be feeling condemned, the feeling that we're not worthy because we've fallen short. God knew we wasn't perfect, but he's a perfect God. Amen?
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
All right. So, said in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When you don't fall short, all you have to do is go to God, your heavenly Father, that's so merciful and graceful. You go to him. And this is what I had to do when I was feeling just like I wasn't worthy. Going to church every day when I was pregnant with my son, tricked by the enemy. Going to church every Sunday, feeling like, oh, I'm not worthy. Just going to church every day, just delusion, Satan just got me confused, just feeling like, oh, I'm going, but I'm tricked by the enemy. I'm going every Sunday, going to Bible study every Wednesday, tricked by the enemy, thinking that I wasn't worthy of God's love. I wasn't worthy of his forgiveness. No, that is not true. All I needed to do is say, God, here I am. I have fallen, and I need you to restore me, to forgive me of my sins, and give me a second chance. Start me over. Restore me. Clean me up, God. Fix up the areas where I'm weak, oh, God. And he said it in his word. He could forgive me of every sin. Cleanse me of every unrighteousness. That's our God. That's how good he is. That's how wonderful he is. It's a trick of the enemy that makes you feel that you're not worthy. But that's not what God said in his word. He said he could cleanse all unrighteousness, and there is no condemnation in him. Oh, he's a great God. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Yes. Psalms 103, verses 11 and 12 say, for as heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. Your sins has been forgiven, and it's just as far as from the east is from the west, as far as the heaven is from the earth. God has blotted it out. He has changed it, forgiven you. I like the English version of this. Sometimes I bring in different versions because sometimes you really need to get this. You need to really feel this in your sha-na-na-na, okay? And the
All right,
English
God.
Version, it says, he does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquity. For as high as the heavens is above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so does he remove our transgressions from us. God ain't hanging that over your head. Your past, whatever happened a minute ago, is the past, and God has thrown it into the sea of forgiveness. He said, get back up. Let's try it again. Dust it off. Let's get to moving because there's a plenty work to do. God ain't hanging that over your head. That's Satan. That's a trick of the enemy. Yeah, I was going to church each and every Sunday, tricked enemy, thinking I wasn't worthy, that I wasn't forgiven, that I wasn't loved, tricked. But I had to realize some things, that this was just a trick of the enemy. I had to realize that it was just Satan trying to pull me away from God, trying to separate me from God. But God said, I forgive you of your sins. Amen?
Amen.
Even in our doubt, you can pray that doubt. In Mark 9:24, the man came to God, and he said, God, I believe that you can heal my son, but help me in my unbelief. He said, God, yeah, I believe it. I know you can do it. You have all power. There's nothing too hard for you. You are the God of the impossible. But help me in my unbelief. God gave us room to be human. Amen. Sometimes we working in our own little human thing. Sometimes we just feel like this thing is too big for God. Sometimes we feel like we just so far gone, God can't save us. But God said, help me in my unbelief. He give you that room to be able to grow in that thing, to be able to for him to come in and mature you in that area. Amen?
Oh, yes.
Even one of the disciples failed. And we know the story of Peter. God says, Satan has requested to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed that your faith do not fail. And Peter denied God three times. But in John 21, God came to him and said, do you love me? He said, yes, God, you know I love you. He asked him again. And again, Peter felt some type of way. He said, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. And he said, feed my sheep. So what was he letting Peter know at that time? Yeah, you fell. Yeah, you fallen. But guess what? You still got a work to do. Go out there and feed my sheep. My daughter, my sister, my brother, my son, man of God, woman of God. Yes, you have may fallen. Maybe you have made some mistakes. Maybe you didn't get it right and everything. But God said, dust yourself off because you still got a work to do. You still got to teach. You still need to preach. You still need to be the intercessor. There is still a ministry for you to do. There are so many things that God has set before you for you to conquer. There are some people out there that needs to be saved that is just waiting on you to speak a word. Don't let Satan get you caught up in your shortcomings. Don't let people get you caught up in your shortcomings, hanging on over your head of what you used to be like, what you used to hang like, what you used to smell like, what you used to be like, where you used to go and what you used to do and how you used to hang and everything. But, oh, God, have changed you. He done molded you and shaped you and gave you a second chance for you to go out there and do his work. He said, go and feed my sheep. We don't have to be all ministers and pastors and everything for us to feed his sheep, because we all have a purpose. We all have an assignment. We all have a duty before God to carry out. And just because you have fallen short don't mean your assignment has changed. Get back up, dust yourself off, get back into your word, anoint your face, and get back out there and go and serve God. We have a work to do. There is a lot of things that we need to do. Oh, I'm brought to remind myself of a woman in John 8. They brought this woman to God and said she was caught in an adultery act. Oh, God, they said right then, we need to stone her. God said, who without sin, you cast the first stone. God looked up and said, hey, woman, what happened to the people that was going to stone you? Who was going to be the ones that condemned you? God, she said, nobody did, God. Nobody condemned me. And God told her, neither will I condemn you. Go and sin no more. God ain't hanging that over your head. He still love you. He still got your back. He still got a plan for you. He said, get up and dust yourself out. Go sin no more. I am cleansing you of your unrighteousness. That area where you feel weak and where you have unbelief, I am turning that thing around. I am building you up. I am strengthening you. I am correcting it. I am restoring you. Get up and sin no more. Get up and go continue the work that I have set before you. Get up and go preach to the nations. Get up and feed my sheep. Come on, man of God, woman of God, there is a lot of work to do. We cannot let Satan sit up here and trick us and deceive us that we're not worthy of God's love. That's just a trick of the enemy to get us off course, to get us off the assignment that God has set before us. When we sit and wallow in that guilt, he set up depression. He sets up the tricks of the mind, and that's what's going on right now today. We have so many people that is tricked by the enemy, so many people that done got caught up in depression and thinking they're not worthy of God's love. And they go out and do something crazy. They get caught up in this feeling, and they don't know how to shake it. But, oh, I'm here to remind someone, God still loves you no matter what you did. It does not matter how big you think that sin is, how big that thing you got wrapped up in, and how far you think you done gone from God, that you may think that you're not worthy. God is still calling your name. God is still have a work for you to do. He said to Peter, go feed my sheep. After Peter denied him three times before the people, he came back to him and said, go feed my sheep. Oh, he has a work for us to do. He has a work for us to do. So as we get ready to put a bow on this thing, how do we get out of this thing? How do we stop feeling like we're not worthy? How do we start feeling like that we're not worthy of God's love? How do we get out of the guilt? How do we get out of the condemnation? You got to speak the word of God. For when Satan came to God and tried to tempt him in Matthew 4, he told him, oh, do this and do that and everything. God, every time Satan said something, God spoke the word of God back to him. So that's what we need to do. You need to get into that Bible, and you need to find you some scriptures, and you speak the word back into it. You start speaking that thing. The Bible said in Proverbs 23, so a man thinketh, so is he. So every time I start thinking I'm not worthy, I need to start speaking the word of God over my situation. I need to speak the word of God back to me. I need to get in the mirror and say, 1 Peter 2 said that I am worthy. Oh, he said that I am worthy. I'm a priesthood, that I am set apart. I am a peculiar people, oh God. He said in Ephesians 2 that I am his workmanship. I am a product of God's work, a product of his hand. Oh, we need to speak the word of God over our lives. In Psalms 139, he said, I am wonderfully made, marvelously is the work of his hands. Oh, God, we need to speak the word over that thing. In Psalm 17, he said, I am the apple of his eye. Oh, God, God has nothing but good thoughts for us. In Jeremiah 29, he said, I know the thoughts that I have for you. I know the thoughts that I have of you of peace and not of evil, for an expected end. God loves us. And when we get down, we need to speak that word. Speak that word over our lives. Whatever that situation is, when Satan try to come against us and tell us something different, then you just need to speak that word back to him. Every time he say something to you, you speak that word back over him. Because he's nothing but a trickster. Oh, he's always going to be on his thing. 1 Peter 5 said that be sober and diligent because your adversary, the devil, is walking the earth like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Be vigilant. Be watchful. Be alert. Be on your P's and Q's because Satan is always coming. Satan is always up to something. He's always trying to find a way to trip us up. Oh, you remember Eve in the Garden of Eden? That was Satan. That was Satan. You remember Judas? That was Satan. Always trying to find a way to trip us up, trying to get us. But the word of God say, be watchful, be mindful. One version of it said that Satan is just waiting on you to be taking a nap. He want to catch you off your game. He want to catch you at your weak point. He want to catch you at your vulnerable point. But, oh, no, we can't let him catch us up when we're vulnerable, when we're slacking. That's why you can't be slacking. You can't be slacking, man of God, woman of God. You got to stay prayed up. You got to stay in your word. You got to keep the armor of God on you at all times. Because Satan is always trying to destroy you. He's always trying to come against you. So we must stay in the word and not let the give place to the enemy to try to set us up and trick us and make us feel that we're not worthy of God's love. Because God loved us even when we was caught up in our sin. He loved us. He loved us unconditionally. He said, I know the number of hairs that is on your head. I knew you before you was ever formed in your mother's womb. I knew you. That is somebody that loved you. And he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, if you make your bed in hell, I will be right there with you. Oh, what kind of God do we serve? Oh, he's an awesome God. He's an awesome God. He's an awesome God. As we put a bow on this, I encourage you to, regardless of what you did, it doesn't matter who you killed, who you slept with, what you drink, what you smoked, baby. Oh, my God. If it was a minute ago, God said it's the past. Come before me. Confess your sins, and I will cleanse you from all righteousness. I will restore you. I will put you back in the place where you need to be. All you got to do is seek ye first. And God has everything that we need. Oh, he's an awesome God. He's an awesome God, brother. He's an awesome God, Brother Brown, today. Super excited about his love. I'm super excited about what he's doing in life. Yes, I am. Amen. Amen. Yes, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Wow. He's an awesome God. He's an awesome God.
Is.
Yeah, there's no failure in our God. There's no failure in our God. The enemy wants you to think. Oh, he wants you to think that that you're less than, that you're not important, that you're not worthy, that you somehow broken, that you somehow damaged goods. Oh, but that's a trick of the enemy, man of God, woman of God. Start speaking the word over your life. You are royalty. Oh, yes, you are. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, yes, God. Praise God. Yes.
Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, listen, listeners, you know what I love about God and his people, that we know when God has given us a word or an assignment, we know what we have to say because he moves through us through his Holy Spirit. And he gives us just what to say, when we need to say it, and he lets us know when we need to stop. So our sister, my special guest on tonight, Catrice Jones, she has truly delivered this Sunday school lesson on tonight, the trick of the enemy. So I know that I was blessed by this word on tonight, and I'm sure that you, the listeners that have dialed in, you, the listeners that are listening through worldwide ministry platforms around the world, even those of you that are incarcerated behind prison bars all over the United States, you have received this word on tonight, and I pray that you have been blessed by it. So my sister, Catrice Jones, again, she's a member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, where I am also a member. We want to thank God for you on tonight. And thank God for your child, your son. I just love your little boy. I know he's your son, but I consider him my little son, too. I think everybody in Peace and Goodwill love your son. We just look on him because he is something special. And so we just thank God for you being a vessel that God is still using in these last and evil days and for such a time as this. You continue to stay on the wall because you're doing a great work for the Lord in the upbuilding of his kingdom, and you cannot come down now. Because as you continue to grow in the Lord, he's got mightier and greater things for you to do. You haven't seen nothing yet. As long as you stay faithful, dedicated and committed to the works that he has assigned to your hands, you haven't seen nothing yet. The best for you is still yet to come. So I really appreciate you, and thank you for coming on this worldwide mm-hmm. platform, sharing this awesome Sunday school lesson with me and the listeners on tonight. So right now I'm going to open up the phone lines for all the listeners that have dialed in. As I always say, and we know that there is a fact that sometimes, even though we open up all the phone lines, we do have some listeners that do not say anything. But thank God, we thank God for you as well. Even if you don't say anything, we thank God for you for dialing in and being blessed by his word. So right now, the phone lines are open for anyone that may have a question for Sister Catrice Jones pertaining to tonight's Sunday school lesson, or if you want to give her words of encouragement, the phone lines are open now. You can do so now. Anyone?
Yes, my name is Nancy, and I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina. I just want to thank Sister for the word, and it has really been food for my soul. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. From Greensboro, North Carolina. Anyone else?
Yes. I really enjoyed this service tonight. You did an awesome job, baby.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. That's Cousin Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina. My Cousin Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina. Love you, cuz. Still praying for you.
Thank
Hang
you
in there.
Baby.
We're still praying for you as well. All right. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. All right. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open.
God bless you, Sister Jones. God bless you. Thank you for that powerful message. Thank you for that word tonight and for reminding us that God is not holding our sins over our heads, because a lot of times we be thinking that he hasn't forgiven us, because a lot of times we haven't even forgiven ourselves, but God still loves us. So thank you so much for that word.
Amen. Amen. And sometimes in this walk, we have a hard time of forgiving ourselves and believing that God forgave us because of whatever we've done. And I want to say this. there are sometimes, I don't want to say we need to forgive God, but sometimes we need to go back and pray on some things. When you prayed on a thing of a situation and it didn't necessarily turn out the way that you prayed for, you prayed for that loved one to pull through and they didn't pull through, and you prayed for a situation and it turned out opposite and everything. We need to not let bitterness and to set up in that situation and let the trick of the enemy again work into that situation. We need to accept that God knows what's best for us and that he has affected in, as I said in Jeremiah 29, he knows the thoughts that he has for us of peace and love and of affecting in. God has our best interest at heart.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes those situations might not turn out the way we want them to and everything. When I had my son, I figured the miracle would be I will make it full term. I didn't make it full term with him, and that was just another thing to sit there in the NICU for 3 months praying about this, dealing with. I done had a baby out of wedlock, plus I done had him early at 25 weeks, and I'm sitting up here like, okay, God, really? So we have to really pray on God to really come in those situations, because those are situations where Satan try to come in and build up guilt and depression.
Amen.
And just move us away from God. So I was just, like I always tell people when I teach Sunday school at Peace and Goodwill, my son is my miracle out of my mess. There was so much emotions wrapped up into that situation where God just delivered me and brought me out of that situation. Going to church every day and still tricked by the enemy, but God delivered me and placed me where I needed to be and cleaned my heart and made me feel that I am worthy of his love. Yes.
Amen. Amen. And that son of yours is going to be a great person.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. He's going to be a great person.
Yes.
But I just want
Amen.
To say,
God bless you.
And so thank you so much, Sister Gwen. That's Sister Gwen Walker from Historic St. James Baptist Church on Evergreen in Detroit. Sister Catrice Jones, one of my former members of the church that I used to be a member of. So that's mm-hmm. Sister Gwen Walker. I want to say to the listeners on tonight, I met Sister Catrice Jones a little over a year ago when I joined Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, and we was at an event for the young people there, and we were sitting at the welcome desk, her and I, and we was talking. We didn't really know each other, but we were more than sharing testimonies, and she shared her testimony with me, and then I met her little son. He was about four then, little over 3.5 years old or something like that. But anyway, I saw on Facebook, when she had shared on Facebook him in his bedroom with a little microphone, and he just up in there, he in his world, he all in the world by himself. He praising the Lord with his little microphone. He's preaching and he's singing all by himself. I'm like, oh my God, God has anointed that little boy. God is going to do great things through your son. Like you said, your son is a miracle baby. God is going to do great things through your son. So you just continue to be the mother and before him that God has ordained for you to be, because God is going to use your son. I can see it. And not only me, but other members of the church, even Pastor Holloway, other people see that your son is a miracle baby, and God is going to do great and mighty things through your son.
Yes.
The phone lines are still open. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. Anyone else that was blessed by this lesson on tonight? I would like to give people an opportunity, because as I said earlier, we know that a lot of people do dial in, and I'm looking at the numbers on my screen, but a lot of people do not say anything. Once again, we want to thank God for our sister in Christ, who is also a member of Peace and Goodwill, who she was the very first dialer on tonight. As most times, she's always the first dialer into the show. So it's a Tara Dulce. She had surgery on her throat this past week. So she's recovering and everything went well with her. But I see she's on the line. We know that she's not going to say anything on tonight, but we know that we are still praying for you, and God is doing mighty things through you too, Sister Tara Dulce. So we keep know that we are praying for you. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. I see my cousin, Pastor Norman King, is on the line from Greensboro, North Carolina. He is the pastor of the Victory Without Reach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina. He is on the line with us on tonight as well. And we have others that have dialed in. So, Sister Catrice Jones, would you like to say anything else before we get ready to close out in prayer for tonight? Before you do that, I don't want to forget, someone dialed in late and they did not get the scripture food for thought. And this has been brought to my attention. And what I'm going to try to do as I open up with a scripture food for thought, I'm always going to try to repeat it at the end of the broadcast. And the scripture food for thought comes to us saying on tonight, those people who tried to bury you apparently did not know you were a seed. Now, that's powerful right there. Somebody needs to hear that, that spiritual food for thought. And I pray that it was a blessing and a word of encouragement for somebody on tonight. Sister Catrice Jones, before we close out in prayer on tonight, would you like to say anything else?
Indeed, this was just a blessing. Anytime I am a Sunday school teacher at heart, I believe that this is the calling that God has on my life. Someone out there might be trying to figure out what is the calling, what is the purpose God has for me. When you get into that thing, it'll feel like a second skin. It'll feel like you got a puzzle piece. And you got all the pieces right where they supposed to be. When I'm teaching, I feel like I'm right where I need to be. And it feels good. And I feel like I'm just sitting in a comfortable seat right before Jesus, just having his way. I give all glory to God. I don't take no credit of my own. God gives me a word. And I just get the scriptures, and the rest, I just say, God, you have your way. I write the scriptures down, but God breathes on them, and he have this way. It's someone out there that I don't take it by circumstance, happenstance, that someone out there needed to hear that word. Someone needed to be reminded, regardless of how far I have fallen, God still loves me, and I am worthy of his love. You are worthy of every blessing, every miracle, every healing, every deliverance, every financial breakthrough, everything that God has your name on it. You are deserving to receive all, and you are not going to miss one thing because of Satan. We're going to put Satan where he belongs, and that's back in the pits of hell where he came from. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, for the listeners on tonight, Sister Catrice Jones is one of our regular Sunday school teachers at Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. We, all of our Sunday school teachers are awesome. I just love how God is using each one of them. But she have a special anointing on her, the way she delivered God's word through the lesson, as you can tell on tonight. So we want to continue to lift up Sister Catrice Jones. We want to continue to pray for her, her strength in the Lord, as she is a young mother raising her, a single mother raising her child. We want to continue to keep her in prayer. And I just thank you again, Sister Catrice Jones. We know that Pastor Holloway is so proud of you, not only you, but your mother and your family and everyone that knows you, that's connected to you, your sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, that peace and goodwill. We are lifting you up in prayer. But that's what the word of God lets us know, that we are to encourage one another in his word, not with your feelings, not with your opinions, but with God's word. And when you do it that way, you know you can't go wrong. So once again, Sister Catrice, thank you so much for coming forth over this worldwide platform and sharing this powerful and much-needed word on tonight for such a time as this. We get ready to close out in prayer a little bit early on tonight. I'm asking our listeners to continue to keep the family of the late Mother Louise Patterson, which is the wife of the late great Bishop G.E. Patterson, a bountiful blessing down in Georgia. She made her heavenly transition this week. And so we want to continue to lift that family up in prayer. We want to continue to lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight, whether we know them or not. We want to continue to lift up our cousin Mary Ann. I lift up my nieces and nephews, my sisters, everyone that's going through different sicknesses and illnesses. We know that God knows all about it. So we don't have to send them anywhere. We want to continue to lift up Mother Essie. We want to continue to lift up her granddaughter, great-granddaughter, also named Tara. We want to continue to lift her up in prayer as well. But God knows our situation. He knows what we're going through, and he is a promise keeper. He said that he would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. So he is still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his people, those that are being faithful doers of his word and not just hearers only. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again on tonight giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your word that you have used and sent through our sister in Christ, Catrice Jones. Continue to bless her life. Continue to bless the works of her hands. Continue to bless her home, her child, her family. Continue to use them, Heavenly Father, as you see fit, that you will continue to be glorified through them. We thank you for our pastor and shepherd. We thank you for his 13th pastoral anniversary, which will be closing out on tomorrow. We just thank you for in advance that you're going to be in the midst of the service all day on tomorrow. We give you glory, honor, and praise for Pastor Moxie Holloway, your son, who is a minister, a man of God, a minister of the gospel, who's not afraid to teach and preach your word, and he stands on your word. So we thank you for him right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every listener that faithfully tunes in. We continue to lift up our sister in prayer, Tara Doss. Again, Marianne King, my cousin, Pastor Norman King, my cousin, Essie and her family, and everyone, and Gwen Walker, and all those that faithfully dials in that may not even say a word. We thank you that you know who they are. You know what they stand in need of. Even those that listens in and dials in through social media platforms around the world, we thank you that this worldwide platform is being heard all over in Russia, China, all over the world, and even through the prisons in the United States. Prisoners are being blessed by your word. Prisoners have an opportunity to be saved and be able to come back to the fold through your word over this worldwide platform. For this, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We don't take it lightly. We just know that it is marvelous in our eyes what you're doing through this worldwide ministry platform. We thank you for it, and we don't take it lightly or for granted. So continue to have your way over this worldwide ministry platform, even those new guests that are going to be coming forth for the first time in the new year that are already being booked to bring forth your word and share testimonies on this platform. We give you the glory, honor, and praise for it in advance in Jesus' name. So have your way on tomorrow, Heavenly Father, and every door is going to be open in your name. We pray that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow all over the land, wherever your word is going to be going forth. We continue, your word lets us know to pray for the peace of, and our prosperity of Jerusalem and Israel. So we lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus, that you would have your way, that you get the glory in Jerusalem and Israel is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this worldwide ministry platform. Again, we bless your name. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that we know we don't deserve. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, and we know that it still works, and it will never lose its power. So we thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives and resides in every faithful believer, and we thank you for every angel that you have encamped all around your people that watches over us throughout the day and throughout the night while we slumber and sleep. We thank you for who and all that you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, once again, know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. So as I always say, stay encouraged. Encourage one another in God's word, not with your feelings, not with your opinions, but with God's word. It's our prayer. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed in the Lord. On next Thursday night, we have none other than, Pastor Norman King. We'll be bringing forth God's word. Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina, the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, will be bringing forth God's word on, I just want to make sure I got this right. I'm looking at too many different things at one time. Hold on just 1 second. I want to make sure I'm right. No, this is the last Thursday of this month, so I had it wrong. I'm sorry. We have Pastor Dion Williams from Ypsilanti, Michigan, will be bringing forth God's word on the first Thursday in December. Pastor L. Dion Williams from Ypsilanti, Michigan, will be bringing forth God's word on next Thursday night. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.